This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Adelina Gonzalez. The date of birth is August the 19th, 1960. Case ID number is 374-6973. Date of exam, July the 26th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire, dated 6/15/22. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old divorced female with two grown children and one who is recently passed away, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus with neuropathy, comma, low oxygen level, comma, chronic back pain and chronic back pain with sciatica of the left leg and buttock. The claimant is presently employed 2.5 hours per day as a provider, which she's been doing for 4 years. She's done no other type of job. She states that she works 2.5 hours per day for 7 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment alone, and she's not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. Number two, low oxygen levels. Number three, chronic back pain with left-sided sciatica. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2016, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. She denies. The claimant does have some in-organ retinopathy, but is not too sure if it's coming from problems with retinal bleeds or her cataract surgery, which was performed on her left eye. At this time, she cannot see very well from the left eye. The claimant denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease, but does have numbness of her feet and hands. She does not check her blood glucose except for once a week, and states that it usually comes out to around 180. The lowest reading that she has had is 62 milligrams / DL to 382 milligrams / DL. At the present time, the claimant is taking multiple medications for her diabetes, which includes metformin, 1,000 milligrams QD, Victoza, 18 units sub-Q QAM, Levemir, 25 units sub-Q QAM, Novolog, 50 units TID with meals or before meals, Trulicity, 45 units QD. Her last hemoglobin A1C was around 9%, which is very high. She was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and her condition at this time does not appear to be very well controlled. Allegation number two, low oxygen levels. The claimant states that in March of 2022, she was having difficulty breathing. The claimant is morbidly obese, and her BMI is 64. She states the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 60 feet, comma, climbing 3 steps, comma, talking, comma, seasonal changes, comma, and sometimes just by resting. She does have a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 25 years. The last time the claimant was in the emergency was in March of 22, where she stayed at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance for 2 days. The claimant was stabilized and was dismissed, but was not given inhalers, comma, steroids, comma, or oxygen. She was diagnosed as having hypoxia secondary to morbid obesity. Allegation number 3, chronic back pain with left-sided sciatica. The claimant states that in 1999, she started to develop severe lumbar sacral back pain, which was a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down to her left leg and buttock. She was diagnosed with left sciatic back pain, with lumbar sacral back strain. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above her head, but not able to bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, but not doing any other exercise. She states whatever she does at a slow pace. At the present time, she's seen a medical doctor. She's seen physicians at the Renaissance Clinic and states that she did see a chiropractor for 1 week and did receive approximately 2 weeks of therapy in 2015 for her back. At the present time, the claimant is only taking Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets, BID. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back strain with left-sided sciatica pain. Her condition at this time appears to be stable. Other limitations, the claimant is able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above her head. She states at this time she has difficulty sweeping. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time and does not appear to need one. She's on Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets, BID. She does no other physical activity except for light housework and is a provider for another patient at this time. Family history. Her father died at the age of 78 from a cerebral vascular accident, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Her mother died at the age of 90 from respiratory failure. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams QD, metoprolol, 100 milligrams QD, chlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, dipyridamine, 60 milligrams QD, furosemide, 20 milligrams QD, duloxetine, 60 milligrams DR QD, losartan, 100 milligrams QD, Victoza, 18 units sub QQAM, Levemir, 25 units sub QQAM, Novolog, 50 units sub QTID, and Trulicity, 45 units QD. Medical problems. History of shortness of breath, secondary to low oxygen levels, insulin dependent but diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy, chronic back pain, secondary to lumbar sacral back strain with left sciatica pain. History of cerebral vascular accident in 2016, which has resolved. Morbid obesity, BMI of 64. Major surgery, history of left eye cataract performed in 2005. However, the claimant does have left eye blindness at this time. Cholecystectomy in 2012. Kidney stones in 2012. C-section in 1997 with a bilateral tubal ligation in 1997. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one half pack of cigarettes per day for 25 years. Alcohol. The claimant states that she drinks alcoholic beverages socially. The claimant denies any delirium or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.2 Fahrenheit, weight 282 pounds, height 4 feet 8.5 inches, BP 153 over 68 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 64. General. This is a morbidly obese female who appears to be older than her stated age and in some acute distress secondary to difficulty breathing because of her condition, who presented to my office in mild acute distress. She appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. For the right eye, where a mild cataract formation is forming, the claimant does have somewhat of a left eye dark fundi and does have decreased vision in that eye. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was abnormal for the left eye. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to abdomen? The claimant abdomen was soft, non-tender, but severely in a protuberant, distended position. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation secondary to morbid obesity. Extremities. No clubbing, but cyanosis was noted on both of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have pitting edema. And calves were non-tender, however, and as well as the Holman sign being negative. Skin, no lesions were appreciated over the body. Neurological. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar spine. She did have some joint swelling and erythema, but no deformity was noted except for her abdomen. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, there is decreased range of motion of the lumbar spine. And the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper extremities. However, the claimant, because of her morbid obesity, had difficulty with ranges of motion of the lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, the claimant was unable to get up on the table to do a supine position. Sensory examine was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. However, the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate, except slow. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam, could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She does have difficulty in heel, toe, and tandem walking, secondary to morbid obesity. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her left eye vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary mainly to morbid obesity and left eye blindness. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Being treated at this time does not appear to be very well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 9.0. Number two, low oxygen levels. Not being treated at this time appears to be secondary to morbid obesity. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided radiculitis / sciatica. Being treated with medications at this time, more likely than not coming from morbid obesity. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Adelina Gonzalez.